No. This is a subject that gives rise to great passion. And I can see we're going to be running behind here. So I'm going to ask you to make your statements a little shorter so that we can get the interaction. Because I think because you will find that same passion throughout this panel, and we could take off on it. It is a very important issue, and I agree with Mike. There's not an issue that I think more important for the historically black colleges or for the black community than the whole issue of closing the achievement gap. Dr. Jones.
Thank you, Dr. Richardson. I too commend Dr. Baskerville Renacchio for focusing on this important issue and its interestedness and sticking to it for some time. I'm ready to take my 20 minutes now. In the time that I have, I will just make a few short points. First of all, we of course know that the student population is increasingly of color, teaching population increasingly not only white, but from backgrounds that they have little or no experience interacting with others different from themselves. And so the experiences that they have at the teacher preparation level are extremely important for preparing them for that. And yet, at most schools of education, other than HBCUs and another small number, the faculty and the experiences are not nearly as diverse as they should be to prepare students. As a matter of fact, there are programs in Washington, D.C., where it's possible for teachers to finish and never have any experiences in an urban or diverse setting and become certified. So that the role of HBCUs as the teacher, the number of African American teachers dwindles, becomes increasingly important. And it's seen in some of the research of the 80s, for instance, the late 80s, Meyer Stewart, who found that in districts with large numbers of African American teachers, African American students are placed fewer percentages in special education classes, that they received less corporal punishment, that they were suspended from school less frequently, they were placed more often in gifted and talented programs, and their graduation rates were higher. I'd like to take just a moment to focus on the issue of tracking that is at the base of what institutionalizes the achievement gap and the underachievement of African American students in American education, where African American students are placed in the lower level courses and they never get to the higher level. This is one of the reasons that the achievement gap among middle class students is actually wider than lower class. And when you go into suburban districts, you see two schools within a school with African American and Latino students in dead end everything. And when you look in, I have looked in schools that are 90% African American and gone into AP or calculus classes, physics classes, and see zero or one, sometimes maybe two. And this academic tracking, if we do everything else right and don't fix that in American education, we will not begin to touch the issue of the achievement gap. What is also more alarming, it seems, that even middle class African Americans don't understand the importance of course-taking patterns as the most powerful variable in readiness, preparedness, and how students do on various assessments and college-going and success rates. As a matter of fact, in the conditions of learning in the United States, conditions of education, 2001, that the U.S. Department of Education does, they found that for the first time in a family to go to college, the only variable that closed the college-going and success gap among students was what they called the rigorous academic coursework, which included 4 years of college prep English, 4 years of mathematics, at least through pre-calculus, science, including chemistry, physics, and biology, foreign language, at least one honors or college prep course, and social studies. Now that is to close the gap. They don't know the importance of seeing when they get into algebra by the eighth grade. If you don't get in there to the eighth grade, you're not going to get to pre-calculus or calculus. They don't understand the consequences of some of the decisions being made, and providing that kind of information and attending to that is what all successful pre-college programs do that make a difference in closing that achievement gap. In Equity 2000, at the College Board, that was a district-wide reform effort aimed at closing the college-going and success rate between minorities, non-minorities, advantaged and disadvantaged students, we found that mathematics was the key. If you held constant, students taking algebra and geometry at least by the ninth and tenth grade and having some idea about going to school. Now, this was a correlational study, but that was highly correlated with success. But they also found, using the high school and beyond data of the 80s and 90s, that only 19% of African-American students ever took algebra, and only 17% of Hispanic students. That has changed somewhat, but as you go up the line and see the other coursework that they need, they're not in there. These are the things that we prepare our teachers to look at, to encourage students to be persistent, to know that they can achieve, and to stop at nothing short, because that's what it takes. You've got to expect that students can learn, and you've got to provide them the support to do it. Thank you.